Welcome to Grails, a podcast by Alton Insights. My name is John Tunger, and on this episode, I'm talking about what assets are hitting the fractional marketplaces in the week ahead. We're talking about some OG NFTs, an OG Apple computer, and we'll round it out with some rare collectibles from Nike. And I know we haven't had some interview episodes in the last 2 weeks, but we'll be playing some catch up on our end here coming this week. We're expecting to have another interview coming your way this Thursday. But what assets are hitting the marketplaces in the week ahead? Let's get started. Let's start with Rally. IPOing with a market cap of $110,000, we have a 1983 Apple Lisa computer. Now, this is recognized as one of the first personal computers, and the Apple Lisa is without question one of the premier pieces of early Apple memorabilia. Only 10,000 total were sold over a two-year period, and the Apple Lisa was quickly replaced by the Macintosh computer, although much of the Mac's capabilities were originally presented in the Apple Lisa. Prices of Apple Lisas have increased by 2 to 3x since 2018 as Apple memorabilia continues to shine, and performance of original Apple products have also displayed an impressive performance on Rally's secondary market. The signed 1986 Macintosh Plus, aka the protege of this Apple Lisa, is up 300% since IPO, while the original iPod gained 120% in its first trading session. Also on Rally, we have an OG NFT that is called the Curio Cards, IPOing with a market cap of $75,000. Often credited as the first art-related NFT, Curio Cards helped usher a new era of the digital artwork that fills Twitter feeds today. Yeah, I know, none of us can escape it if you're on Twitter. Now, this offering includes the first 10 Curio Cards produced. The product launched in 2017 as a digital art show that used the Ethereum network with the intent of democratizing the process of creating digital collectibles. The cards made headlines in October when Christie's sold a full set of 30 cards for $1.27 million. The rarest example in this IPO are the ink and paint cards, as both are just one of 438. This is the fourth NFT project offered on Rally, as the platform has previously IPO'd Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, and Meebits. And on collectible, we have a 2013 Nike player exclusive Steph Curry game worn sneakers. And these are IPOing with a market cap of $78,500. While any game worn memorabilia of the greatest shooter in NBA history, that's right, I'm a Bay Area fan, is sure to command attention. But these game sneakers carry a story of what could have been. While Nike has managed to secure endorsement deals with superstars such as Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, it was Under Armour who agreed to a deal with Curry. His contract with Under Armour is currently through 2024 and includes an undisclosed equity stake in the company. Prior to their partnership, in which Chef Curry now wears his official brand of UA sneakers, Steph rocked these blue and gold Nikes that are inscribed with the words, "I can do all things," in addition to a Bible verse that's Romans 8:28. This is Collectibles' third Curry IPO, as the platform previously exited a basket of Steph rookie cards for a 75% gain. And Curry's national treasure, RPA, has gained 8% on their secondary market since the start of the 2021 NBA season. And lastly, with assets that are IPOing in the fractional marketplaces on Rares, we have a Nike Air Yeezy 1. Now, this is the sixth IPO from Rares, and it's bound to be a massive one. Rares purchased these shoes from Sotheby's for $1.8 million in April, and this was the first documented sneaker sale surpassing $1 million. And this also propelled the Yeezys to their new label as the most valuable sneakers ever. These were the sneakers that first appeared on Kanye during the 50th annual Grammy Awards. And in trading news, on the secondary market, the first generation Apple iPod opens for trading on Otis this week on November 4th at a $20,000 market cap. The Apple iPhone 2G has been trading on Otis since June 29th and is up 287.5% overall. Peyton Manning's 2003-2004 MVP season game-worn helmet begins trading on collectible this week at a $180,000 market cap. The helmet will open on November 4th as well. Collectible also has their first Justin Herbert card that will open for trading on November 2nd at a $61,000 market cap. And on Friday, on Rally, the Deaton Triceratops Skull will trade at a $273,600 market cap. The Skull fell 4% in its last session. And lastly, in auction news, Heritage Auction closed an event this weekend, which included the highest sale price for a copy of GoldenEye 007, which sold for $192,000, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, as the game featured Iron Mike, which sold for $312,000. As per usual, a lot of assets are hitting the fractional marketplaces. We've got OG Apple computers from modern sports players like Steph Curry, Justin Herbert. We'll see you in the fractional streets, the trading streets. Until next time.